A Shilling for a Wife, written by Emma Hornby, read by Penelope Freeman. The moral right of the author has been asserted. I think people really marry far too much. It is such a lottery, after all, and for a poor woman, a very doubtful happiness. Queen Victoria. Chapter 1. Mid-October, 1853. The air in the dank kitchen was thick with desperation.
"Please, I've no idea what you're talking about."
"Liar! I know you're lying, you whore. Tell me the truth, or by God, I'll beat it from thee."
As he roared the threat into Sally's face, Joseph Godden drew back his huge arm, fists more than ready to strike.
"Joseph, please, I need help."
Her voice a strangled whisper, she screwed up her face in dreaded anticipation of the blow. She knew only too well the world would explode into sharp bursts of light and blinding pain. Yet despite her terror and the agony tearing through her back and stomach, determination not to crack burned fiercer. She wouldn't tell him. She wouldn't. Her eyes flickered to the sofa. If she hadn't been in the latter stages of labour, she'd have bolted behind it. Not that it made a difference. Her instinct to hide when he lifted his fists offered no protection. He'd laugh in grim satisfaction as she cowered, and more often than not wet herself with fear, waiting for his next move. Sometimes he'd simply grow bored with torturing her and bellow,
"Clean up, you filth whore!"
He'd then resume his terrorization, as cheeks flaming with humiliation, she scrubbed the floor, kicking out at her and sending her sprawling across the wet flags. Otherwise, he'd reach behind the sofa, grab her hair, and lift her clean over the top. Then he'd beat her so badly she'd be unconscious for hours. Or, dear God, he'd drag her to bed, which was like visiting hell itself. Even if she'd been physically able, the thought of running into the row and screaming for help didn't enter her mind. She'd find no sanctuary there. He'd seen to that. Upon their arrival at Spring Row to begin wedded life, he'd gripped her by the throat and whispered into her face,
"Now, you listen to me, my girl, for I'll only say this once. You ever blab your mouth off to anyone outside of this here cottage, and I'll snap your scrawny neck. Do you understand?"
5 years of abominable marriage later, she understood all right. She didn't disbelieve his threat for a second.
"He'll do it this time. Oh, how could I have been so foolish?"
she thought now, trembling on all fours, awaiting the torrent of blows that always came when he'd had a bellyful of porter. His drinking had worsened considerably of late. His weekly visits to Ma Thompson's for a jug of her strong home-brewed ale, now a nightly occurrence. Little went into Sally's hand for the housekeeping, though she'd had to be frugal since the beginning with what he allowed her from his wages. Lately it was a constant battle putting a meal of sorts on the table and making the impossible amount of coal she could afford last. Of course Joseph fared better at mealtimes. She survived on almost nothing to prevent his wrath if his meals were insufficient. No amount of imploring would see him tip up another farthing. He blamed her for not being careful with what he gave her.
"I'll give thee summat in a minute, all right. But it'll not be brass,"
he'd snarl, raising his hand if she dared beg for more. So far, somehow, she'd managed. Now it seemed all her hard work and careful planning were for nothing. Hearing him lumber from their bed several hours ago, still half drunk from last night, she'd stuffed the ball of cheap wool and knitting needles into the dresser drawer and hurried to the fire to heat the kettle. Even with her back to the staircase, she'd sensed his foul mood as he stomped down to the kitchen. Minutes passed in silence as she brewed tea and cut the loaf, while he sat nursing his aching head in his hands. Then, placing his breakfast before him, her world had crumbled around her. Grabbing her wrist, he'd stared at her hard, head cocked, and asked,
"What's that?"
Ignoring the pain caused
Sample complete. Ready to continue?